Okay, we're back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. And this is the high point of my week. This is the Christina Liu Show. This is what's happening around town. There's no question about it. I'm here, of course. Ann is, this is our last segment, Ann. It's been a pleasure.
I've enjoyed it. Thank you.
And just one thing before we start with the, turn this over to, you know, the lady. And you know what's funny? It's a week since her birthday. It's starting to show. It's starting to show. Last Friday was Christina's birthday.
Oh.
She was 30. So everybody listening out there is probably very upset.
Okay.
She was 30. So actually, the month of April is Christina's birthday month.
Yes, that's right. I just wanted to make sure you clarified that.
Well, I'm going to share it with you because I'm in April, too.
Oh, there you go. See, fabulous month.
I don't
great
think
people.
She shares, to be honest with you. I'm not sure. I think we're in trouble here, Ann.
Move over. Okay.
Last week, we spoke about the WCWP Radio and Port Washington Play Troupe. And they're going to be doing three different programs, which is like old-fashioned talk radio, excuse me. They're tremendous. I know Kim Kamen has been involved with them, different people from the town. It's a fundraiser, the only fundraiser for both Port Washington does, excuse me, does others. But this is a big one for WCWP. It's $10 a ticket. The first one is next Saturday, April 18th at 3 p.m., and we had talked about it for Christina's birthday. We have gotten 10 tickets. We're going to give out to 10 callers. Call 311 in the town of North Hempstead. It's 516-869-6311.
Yep.
6311. Or if you're in the town, call 311. Just give them your name. Or actually ask for Christina, right? That's what they do?
Yep.
Yeah, you'll ask for Christina, and she'll arrange to have a ticket for you. It's right here on the LIU campus. It's a great show, and this will be the first one. So it's Meet Me in St. Louis next Saturday, April 18th. Call 311. And this way, it's twofold. We find out people listening. And if you're advisory, see, I don't care who you are. You call, you get a ticket, and you come and enjoy the show next Saturday.
It's really a fun program. Like I said, I've had the privilege of going last year, and they're so much fun. They play old commercials. They act out with the sound effects, and it's really just a very fun time. And next month, we're actually going to have two of the actors coming on the show to promote the upcoming play. And they'll be in character, so it'll be definitely a fun show. So tune in.
What else is going on? Oh, just actually, I will say one more thing. In the Great Neck Record, Wendy Kreitzman, who is the editor of the Great Neck Record, has a wonderful article this week on scams targeting senior citizens. And another whole page about don't get scammed in the high-tech world.
Wow.
Of one we talked about before, kidnapped and arrested family members, utility companies, government scams. And one of the people who added a lot to this article was Inspector Sean McCarthy, who is the commanding officer of Nassau County's 3rd Precinct. And actually, Christina is going to reach out to him because maybe he'd come on the show.
Yeah,
maybe
absolutely.
He'll do a Project Safe with us. Madeline Singus, who is the DA, has already requested that, you know, we could bring her on the show and get involved because she's another one that is on top of this stuff. We have to be the advocates for the seniors and Project Independence.
Plus, too, you know, as we've, you know, come to notice is that, I mean, it's a different scam. It's hard to keep up with everything that's happening. You know, it's every day there's a new thing. But like, I mean, we've had the privilege of having all different people from different fields coming in discussing scams. I mean, even just today alone, you know, when you had, you know, right. Dr. Judy, who it's that realm. I mean, it affects you in so many different ways that you don't realize the repercussions of these things. So it's definitely important to stay educated.
And you know, the thing is, and we have other stuff to talk about, it's $3 billion a year that gets reported. And we even talked with right. Judy and Ann. Families don't report it when you get taken advantage of. So I'm calling only because the phony repairman took advantage of me. When your son and daughter or a sibling
right.
or a cousin a winds up saying, could you lend me money, Auntie, and then you never get it back or put, that's a whole nother, and usually you're too embarrassed because then, you know, family members are going to say it's time to put her away.
Right.
So anyway, it's a tremendous.
No, it's a very, yes, it's a very deep thing. And I thought it was wonderful that the segment today with Dr. Judy, I think, really touched upon.
Yeah, she's that, very, very good.
Which is great. But on another note, the supervisor, of course, has been running around town And her Washington, D.C. trip was postponed due to the weather the first time. So in 3 days, she's going to be going to Washington to get money for a bunch of high priority projects in the town, including Project Independence.
Okay.
So
cool.
Fingers crossed. Hopefully she comes back with some great news. So it's very exciting. And, you know, like I said, the town is just doing amazing things, and it's just the ability to do more programming. So it's great. It's exciting stuff.
It's so amazing as you have different speakers come on, and Christina is the one who books everybody. Why every town doesn't have a Project Independence? Well, I know why, because they don't have, and this is for Christina and everybody else. I know Claudia was here. They don't have the staff. They don't have the people as dedicated as we have. Even to get this radio program going, we have Rebecca here, who is just the best. Mm-hmm. But no, really, the advisory board came up with the idea. It was...
Yeah.
Oh, Jerry.
Yep, Jerry Paris.
But you have Ann, who's a member of the, you know, people are giving up their time to come
and
do
this. No, you
know
what it is, too. And, like, you know, just a kudos to Judy, once again, is that, you know, I mean, we have the fortune that we get to do all this great programming with Project Independence because we have a supervisor, you know, with former John Kamen also, you know,
right.
that really embraced and supported this program and saw all the benefits. Yeah. So we have that liberty of creating new and innovative programming, which is just makes us all happy.
Right.
So
it's
wonderful.
And it's a lot of time and a lot of people really gave of themselves, and it's a very generous action to do, mm-hmm. to be say, you know, I could be playing Mahjong or whatever, but I'd rather be here doing something that is productive and that will reach out to others.
Yeah, you know, and especially with this radio program, I said, you know, every day, every Friday, I learn something new. You know, me and John, we always talk about these golden nuggets that Iris Bunchef, one of the co-hosts, coined the phrase. And it's, I mean, really, it's, you know, you walk away with just a bunch of, like, take-home
That's
knowledge,
it.
Which I think is just a great testament to this radio program. So it's great. And in addition to that, we have a bunch of events coming up next week. We have, you know, the community education chats that are always in a plethora of topics. On April 15th, it's going to be called Add More Vegetables to Your Day, and it's presented by the Cornell Cooperative Extension from Nassau County. They're going to give you just some concrete tips on how to incorporate more vegetables into your meals, and that's going to be at Magnolia Gardens, which is 899 Broadway in Westbury. At 10:30 a.m. on April 15th. So Cornell, they do a whole series there once a month, and it's on all different nutritious topics. And it's great. They had a cut out salt once, and it was just so you walk away with, you know, actually knowing what to do, which is, I think, an amazing thing.
What time was that again?
That's at 10:30.
10:30, okay.
On April 15th. And then also on April 15th, we're going to have a chat called Diabetes and You. It's presented by Nisa Mazzola, who is a clinical professor at the Clinical Health Professions College of Pharmacy and Health Sciences at St. John's. We've had St. John's University on our radio program a lot. They constantly are doing community education chats for us, and they're amazing. So I definitely think, you know, if you have diabetes or know someone or want to prevent that, it's definitely worth going out there. And that will be at the Port Washington Library on Wednesday, April 15th from 11 to 12. And if you have any questions about any of these, you could always call 311 or 869-6311.
Just one thing in reference to diabetes, and it's just a cute little story. My grandson, you know, what kid doesn't love sugar? So my daughter doesn't give him too much sugar. And so we tell him. The other day we were talking. I said, if it has sugar, it's no good. Dark chocolate's okay. And, you know, sugar, sugar, sugar. So then the other night my wife was there and he wanted dessert. So he wanted a cookie. She said no. He wanted something else. She said no. So he said, why? And because of the level of sugar. So he says to her something to the effect, Grandma, why do they call it dessert if it can't be sweet?
Because
he didn't want what she was offering for dessert.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's important. I mean, obviously, diabetes is one of the number one things as seniors age. They don't pay attention.
Right, and I think this chat, you know, is wonderful, too, because it's going to tell you the risk factor. So, you know, even if you currently, just to know, you know,
right.
ways to prevent. It's all about prevention and just being educated. And then Thursday, April 16th, we're having one of our St. Francis Hospital outreach screenings. We'll actually be at Magnolia Gardens.
Okay.
So they provide free cardiac screenings, which is an amazing service. You'll get your blood pressure checked. They'll do a simple blood test for cholesterol and some diabetes screenings. And you don't have to even make an appointment. You literally just show up. There's a mobile van outside, and you can get all this done. So it's really exciting. So, and then we also have the live radio play that we just keep pushing on April 18th, which is Meet Me in St. Louis. So
right,
call 311
yeah,
if you
right.
have any interest or questions, and register today, definitely.
The interesting thing about the program over, there's two of them at Magnolia, is it's right next to the Yes We Can.
Yes.
Just to see it.
It's,
I mean, some people haven't seen it. Anybody who goes to see the Yes We Can Center just walks away in awe. I mean, and it's there for everybody.
It's a fabulous center.
Okay, you've been there, Anne, which is great.
Oh, I use
and the gym, right?
The gym there.
Oh, okay.
I am there regularly, and it is just phenomenal. I mean, the most plush private club is pretty much equal to this, and you really get nice hands-on materials
and the equipment is beautiful.
Just, yeah,
I mean, it's really state-of-the-art equipment.
I didn't realize you use it. Okay, great.
Oh,
so you're
beautiful.
Gonna,
yeah, that's the Rolls Royce of equipment for exercising. It's great.
It's just the whole facility is just, I mean, you know, it just to actually see it in person, like you were saying, John, it's just a breathtaking because of all the, you know, the LEED certified.
Right.
It's just the way it's laid out and how eco-friendly it is. It's just a really phenomenal
building.
It is.
It's lovely. It's really a lovely, lovely place to be. And it's very pleasant to have it there. And we can use it. And it's excellent. Yeah.
Actually, just staying on that for one more second, not to divulge, but you're a real North Shore person.
Yes.
Okay, I'm not saying where, but that's not the point. And you go over there. It's not that terrible.
Right. 20 minutes.
And
you
for
just
a
get on the road,
yeah.
And it's very easy to get to. Parking is wonderful. They have a little lot back there, and even in the winter when the snow is piled up, you could generally find a spot with no trouble whatsoever. And there's always something happening there, and they've got the cutest little kids around.
Yeah.
They're very, very
sweet. Well, that's
sweet.
What I think is nice, too, because it is a community center, so you are going to have a bunch of different ages, which I think just makes it, gives it life. You know, because we'll have, what we love is when we were doing the layout, we have our Project Independent Lounge there. And next door is the teen lounge, and the kids are, so it's like you get that whole mix, which is I think just a fun, rejuvenating experience for everyone. So
great, that was a good sharing because honestly, that's the only complaint I've ever heard about the place. Oh, you know, from the North Shore, you have to. I was like, it's not that. I've been over there, mm-hmm. and here you're using
the
gym.
No, it's pretty centrally located.
Yeah.
I must
it's
say,
a fun, yeah. It initially seemed as though it would be longer until I got into the pattern of it, and I realized it's not only not bad, but it got you out there. Now you can go to Roosevelt Field and other areas.
Oh, sure.
So it's a great way to start your day or end your day.
And there's nice restaurants over there, too.
I was just thinking restaurants, John, too.
Just fine. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to have. And it's quite reasonable for those of us who are seniors.
Yeah, that's great.
Good. That's all important. Great.
A little plug, and I know we've been talking about it over the past couple of weeks, but we're having our CarFit program in conjunction with AAA. The CarFit program is a phenomenal service, and three people on the Project Independent staff is actually their certified CarFit technicians. It takes about 20 to 30 minutes. They will sit with you with a checklist, and like I said, I was CarFitted. So they'll go over each step. So where your mirrors are, your steering wheel adjustment, how far you are from the brake. So it's things that you just take advantage of, because I just did it because they needed someone to practice on. I'm like, oh, no problem. It's fine. I was laughing because there was some buttons I didn't even know, because they'll ask you, where's this, where's so-and-so? And it's things you don't use every day. And I was like, where's the ignition?
Yeah. My husband pushes the button. No.
But, what I always said, what I took away is that the mirror adjustment, you're not supposed to see your car in your mirror, because you're in your car. You need to see as much as the outside world, which I never did. I always wanted to see a little piece of my car, and they said it's a security thing. People, you just want to know, there's my car, but you're in your car.
Did you make that adjustment?
I did, and I tell people all the time, and I left because I came home and I told my husband too. I was like, you're not supposed to see your car.
So. How are you finding it? I mean,
it's great.
Sincere.
No,
really?
It really, yeah.
You don't feel like
no, you don't. You actually, because you're seeing a lot more of the road and your surroundings, which is great. So that's on April 21st at Clinton G. Martin Park in New Hyde Park. It's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. I know they might have a couple of spots left. If not, they're doing a waiting list.
I'm sorry. This is not a drive-in. You call and make an appointment.
Yeah, you make an appointment.
Oh, I didn't know
yes,
that.
Yes, because it's 20 to 30 minute blocks. But you actually call AAA to make your appointment, and that's 516-873-2364. Once again, 516-873-2364. And I really recommend it. It's a great experience. And the people from AAA are great. And you walk away, you know, I was telling John last week, I think, you know, some people pull up and they're literally sitting on pillows and telephone books because they can't reach the steering wheel. I mean, you'd be amazed at some of these. And they'll tell you, you know, different devices that are safe that you could use in your car. So it's definitely a wonderful thing.
Just clarify, you don't have to be a member of AAA to take
Nope. Not at all. Yeah, this is just
Good
a service point. That, you know, we're providing with them. So you could just come up and get your 12-point checklist done and walk away feeling safer in your vehicle.
Again, it's another thing that the town is providing, which makes sense.
And I think it's just about part, you know, it just shows like all the different we're partnered with in the community. I mean, there's wonderful organizations out there. So it's all about making partnerships and getting everybody on the same page.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Actually, you're listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM. This is the Christina Liu Show. We'll be right back.